I'm Algernon Cash, and you're locked in. March is Women's History Month. And we shouldn't just wait until March to focus on women. We should be doing this all year round. But March is Women's History Month. And so I've been pretty intentional about pulling together conversations with women that I admire that are doing all kind of great things out in our community. We've had Virginia Summey, who is a professor, a writer, historian with Salem College. She kicked off Women's History Month. Last week, we had Donna King, who is the executive editor for the Carolina Journal. We talked about women in journalism. If you missed either conversation, you can grab that on the podcast or definitely head over to our YouTube channel and you can watch the archive video. And this week, I'm excited to finally have Cecily Jordan on the show. She's locking in with us. Tried to get Cecily last year. She's tough to book, guys. So this is going to be a great conversation. This has been in the planning for a long time. But all jokes aside, I had a chance to interact and meet Cecily through Eat, Drink, Triad with some of our events in 2024. And she is someone that has certainly impressed me. She's a content creator. She's an entrepreneur. She's a coach. She's a mom. She's a community advocate. She wears a lot of hats like most women do. And so I wanted to invite her here for this conversation today. Cecily, thank you for locking in. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here. Finally here.
Finally. I felt like I was booking the president or something. I said, wow.
I know. I had it in my calendar. I was locking in. I said, I have to get on.
So, yes. I say, wow. But no, I know how active and busy you are. I follow you on Instagram. I consider you a new friend, but I'm also a fan. I love what you're doing and just how intentional you are with content creation. And it appears, at least from outside looking in, anything that you do, you seem to be very intentional about what you're working on. So for my audience that has not had the pleasure of being in the presence of Cecily Jordan, tell them a little bit about what you do. What makes you an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so I own a social media agency called Social Butterfly Studios. So we do a little bit of coaching, content creation, management, and of course, well, those are the main things that we do. We do a lot of different things, but pretty much make sure women and men are confident, not only online, but offline, because, you know, in order to show up, you have to show up for yourself. So that was a big thing that I've always wanted to do. My major was psychology. You know, I was like, I always want to help people. Like, but I didn't know what that really meant for me. But now I feel like I'm in a space where this is what I am meant to do, but just in a different realm.
Okay, see, now this is why I love having the conversation with my friends on the show, because I end up learning something every single time. A lot of times I think I know everything about the person I'm inviting, and I learn something new. So I had no idea that you were a psychology major. I would have assumed you were a marketing, journalism, communications major.
Nope, I went to A&T and graduated with a bachelor's in science, but psychology was my major, and I've always wanted to be like a therapist. So that was always the dream, but I do therapy in a sense, but more so like, you know, coaching people through the sessions, you know, they have a hard time showing up and feeling confident. They're like, wait, there's too many words. I can't remember. I'm like, listen, I promise once I get you there, it's perfect. Like they're like, oh, it's easy. I'm like, I know.
So let's talk about the transition. You went to college, majored in psychology, but now you run a social media agency. Not only do you produce content, but you also work with different brands. I know Village Tavern is one of your clients. Absolutely. I see a lot of the content that you do for them. And then you also coach content creators, which I had no idea until last year that even content creators oftentimes need a coach.
Yes.
What sort of attracted you into that industry? When did that pivot occur?
Yeah, so I used to be a virtual admin. So I worked in the corporate world and I was administrative manager for like an investment firm. And so when COVID hit, I was like, wait, I have all these skills. So I can do, I became a virtual admin. And from that, one of the services that I offered was social media management. But I became burnt out because I was offering like 20, what I tell people, 2011 services. And I narrowed it down. I was like, I really am passionate about social media management. So maybe a year later, I was like, okay, stop doing virtual admin and well, strictly became a social media agency that offers social media management. I didn't do any content creation. I was like, I'm never gonna take photos. I'm never gonna do these things. But I started to do that. And so that was like the transition for me is pivoting into that. And then I saw that my management clients, they didn't know how to create content. So I was like, well, guess I got to do this too. But I also became passionate about because people started reaching out, like, well, how do I do this? And I'm like, you can actually, I didn't know that this was a thing. Like, I've been doing this full time for 3 years, but I've been doing this for six. So it's like, and even that in my old, my old job, I was doing marketing. So it's like I've always been in this realm and I enjoy doing it. But that's kind of where it stemmed from is doing, becoming the virtual admin and transitioning and adding more services. And it just became a big thing from there.
So how do you, because you started out by talking about how you felt like your purpose is to help people. And I think, I'm doing a webinar on Wednesday. This is a shameless plug. If you're listening to this conversation, we have a Mindset Mastery webinar on Wednesday at noon. I'll be leading the conversation. And Cecily, we're going to be talking about why are you here? What is your purpose? And I think when you look deeply and intently at what your purpose is, oftentimes it tends to lead back to wanting to help people. Like within my purpose statement, I often say that I want to influence, inspire, and improve upon the lives of other people. With what you're doing now, day to day, running your social media agency, how do you feel like that connects to your purpose? How does that align?
Yes. So a lot of times I get messages like when I'm very transparent online, very transparent, and I'll get messages where, hey, man, that helped me, or you got me together. It's those things like that. Because growing up, again, I've always, felt like if I see somebody sad, I want to make them happy. If I see somebody that's struggling with something, how can I help them? And so, in this sense, it's like I can't help people do everything. But when it comes to social media, because it's a thing, imposter syndrome's a thing. When you start to feel like, okay, there's people in your industry, I can't do it. Yes, you can. And I'm going to teach you and coach you through that. Like, let's talk about why you're not showing up. A lot of times, it's not people don't have time. It's not people, it's they're struggling with something internal. And so I'm able to, let's talk through that. I don't even want to talk about social media. Let's talk about what's going on with you. Let's see how you are showing up for you right now. Because a lot of times as parents or as moms, dads, and entrepreneurs, you're trying to put your hand in a whole lot of things. But if you're not taking care of yourself, just like me and other clients, that's why I teach my students, you have other clients, you're working on their stuff and not your own. Why? You're just as important as, so we did, that's things that I talk through, whether if it's on the coaching side or the client side. It's really, let's see internally what's really going on. And I still get to use my therapy in that
it,
sense and
it
really
sounds
help
it
people.
sounds like the business has sort of become your ministry,
Yes, it is.
to some degree. Like that's how
Definitely.
you reach out and engage with people. My daughter and I had a conversation last night on the phone about this very thing. And, I have a self-care routine that I think is
I
very
love that.
important and preserves my peace, as I like to say, Cecily. And I encouraged my daughter to do the same thing. And so last night we were talking, and I asked her how she's doing with working out and yoga and the things that she's been working needs to work on. And she said, well, I really haven't had time re lately. I've had so much going on. And I really had to explain to her, those things are not necessarily an option.
No.
The earth doesn't wake up in the morning and say, hey, do I have time to orbit the sun? It does it. And in fact, Cecily, if it ever stopped doing it, there would be chaos, right? Like if the earth just all of a sudden said, hey, I'm not going to do what I'm designed to do today. I'm going to go do something different. There would be
Right.
chaos. And I think that's what happens in our lives. Sometimes we move away from our purpose. We move away from that orbit around source, and chaos starts to come into our lives. And I often say, sometimes it's so important. I had to learn this about myself. It was easier sometimes for me to have integrity with other people and not even have integrity with myself.
It's because
Is that not crazy? Like I can make
common.
you a commitment and say, Cecily, I'm going to do this. I'm going to host this event. I'm going to show up. I'm going to speak here. And I would follow through at all costs, no matter what it meant. But I would make a promise with myself and found that sometimes I couldn't follow through. So, Cecily, what is that? Because I think that when you look at entrepreneurship, And you look at some of the things, not just women, but men and women struggle with within entrepreneurship. A lot of times it's that lack of discipline, that lack of integrity with yourself. How do you help your clients through that obstacle?
Well, I just recently had a student. She was always saying, "I don't have time. I don't have time." Well, people say that. I'm like, I used to, and I remind people too, I haven't always just done this alone. I was still working a corporate job and doing this business. So you might see me now just doing this full time, but I was juggling both and a parent of three boys, all going all the sports, the games, the practices. Don't want to get alone. I was a single parent, And so the thing is, it's teaching them one. So this student in particular, she was struggling with when she could fit content in. I was like, okay, well, when you come in, we're not talking about content ideas. We're not talking about anything. Let's see, how are you utilizing your time? And when we finally got to the end, yeah, this is where you take time for yourself. This is like, we had to schedule it out. It's sad that we have to schedule time for ourselves, but if you're busy, if you're an entrepreneur, you want to do all these things, you have to schedule. I time block everything. And so I teach other people to do the same, because I am a person that says, if you can make time for what you want to make time for, I
You
do
should.
believe
Yeah, you can. You
that.
have to.
I run out of time, but it's sometimes you try to do too much in one day. Be realistic about what you're doing in your one day. Like my clients, get, or my students, stop trying to say you're going to do three clients in one day. Just stick to one.
Listen, I just you're preaching for my audience. You should be standing up and touching your neighbor right now because she's preaching right now. I literally just heard a sermon about this and how we make time for so many things, but we just don't make any time for ourselves. So, Cecily, you're juggling multiple things. You've got still, I mean, you've been doing this 3 years, but that's still relatively a new business.
Well,
You've
full
got
time three, but doing this
six
business
total.
this
So
year,
you've
yeah.
got clients, you've got your students that you're coaching, but you also, as you just mentioned, you have three boys. How are you juggling all that? How do you allocate the time that those three boys need? And then also still grow your business. And I know a lot of women that may be listening to this conversation, that's what they're struggling the most with.
Yeah. It's tough. It's not always easy. I will say this. Like the past few weeks, we had we were booked and busy, which is good, but it's also like, okay, maybe I need to look at how many I'm gonna take next time. But to be honest, like on Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, I take time to clean, and on Sunday, I meal prep. Well, we try to meal prep, order all the groceries. I don't go in the store and shop. I just don't. I would love to. Sometimes I do, and I have time, but I order everything. Everything's ready. I have a whiteboard that I plan out all my meals, so I plan a lot. And my boyfriend also, he helps a lot too, but I plan. We plan a whole lot, because I think, like, hey, if we know there's games on Monday and Tuesday, hey, we probably can't cook those nights, so let's cook Monday enough for Monday, Tuesday. But far as spending time with the kids, weekend, evening, I have to, and I have to get better at this. It's like, hey, I have to stop at this time. Oh, I think that it froze a little bit.
Oh,
Can you
you'll
hear me?
be fine. Yeah, just
Okay.
keep
I
going. Yeah.
was like,
It'll go.
okay. So pretty much say, hey, at this time I need to stop, focus on them. Let's watch a movie. Let's spend time. But I also have to give myself grace and understand that if I do have stuff to do, it's okay that they're occupied with the TV for that moment. They're occupied. They still love me. They see me. I'm here, but I do have to finish something, and I have to give myself grace when it comes to that.
So how does that planning, how does that extend into the business itself? Because I mean, it sounds like, I mean, it sounds like it's just you and you've got students that you're coaching, you got clients that you're trying to serve. How do you sort of work out that planning week to week within the business?
So thankfully, I do have like a graphic designer that I work with. I do have an admin that we just brought back on, so they do help a whole lot. And having a project management system, I don't know. Sorry, but sorry, something's going on over here with my internet. But so pretty much planning that way to where, okay, sorry. Planning as much as I can, even for them, is I've worked with the admin before, but business wasn't businessing, and I had to part ways. I said, I'm gonna bring you back when I can. So when she came back on, I said, I'm gonna do things differently. A lot of times I didn't take the time to schedule her out, like give her the task that she needed. And then I was like behind and had to do it myself again. It's just preparing, like literally, I have a notebook, I have two notebooks, literally plan out between, I don't know, just everything. Like, I hate to say it, like I break personal calendar, business calendar, everything is planned out to the T, but they do help me tremendously. So I don't have to do everything on my own. The admin does help a whole lot.
Well, staying in the vein of we're talking about women entrepreneurs, it's Women's History Month. I think that feminine aspect of women does make them sort of like natural planners, like that's something that, most women are very good at. But how do you, okay, you've got all these great plans, but where do you find that day-to-day motivation, that inspiration to take action? Because I know there's some woman that's listening to this and Cecily, I can write plenty of great plans. I can have plenty of great plans with what I want to do with my kids and what I want to do with
Yes.
dinner and what I want to do with my business. But where's that energy coming from? Because obviously you got a lot of energy. I can just tell in this conversation. Where does that energy and that motivation come to execute on those plans?
So it's taking care of myself. And I will say this, it's in the very beginning of business, I kept changing the plan to get it right.
Okay.
That was another thing. I have it right now to the T because I've tried different things. Just like, hey, you try a different meal, like, until you get it right. You try a new recipe, but you have to get it right in order to be, to like it and to really be consistent with it. So that's kind of put that out there. I had to try different ways to plan. But
And
motivation,
mess up along the way and
I
fail
definitely
and
mess up along the way. And even now, my three of my kids are in sports now. Before it was like one, now three of them. So it's like the plan's going to change again. But the motivation comes from one, them, two, but being able to pour back into myself. I love live music. I love to do those types of things and replenish myself. Like this past weekend, I went to, just listen to live music. So I felt really good. I feel like I refilled my cup and now I'm ready to take on the world. But I notice when I don't do that, I'm like burnt out. I'm like ready to just look at the wall and do nothing else. But just remembering my why. Why am I doing this? Like, why am I doing this? I have to remember that people are counting on me. I'm counting on me. So get it together, cry it out, take a 10-minute hour break, however many. I even start my days over sometimes. I can't do it so much now that I'm in my office, but I would like somebody, I saw somebody do this. They went home, they took a new shower, they put on new clothes. I was like, whatever you need to do, do it and
I'm gonna be
start.
honest with you. I thought I'd heard every self-care, personal development strategy available. And my audience follows me, know that I really push self-care. I will admit to my audience, I've never heard of starting my entire day over.
Nobody did
And you know what? I may take that
that.
into consideration
Yes.
someday. Because some days you really do just need to start over.
Yeah, no,
You know, you
100%.
just need a do-over. And I think we become so attached to this idea of linear time that we think that we can't start over. But as I often tell my audience, I mean, there's no such thing as the past. There's no such thing as the future. Like the only thing that's really real and exists is right now. So yeah, you could just hit the reset button and say, you know
Seriously,
what, I'm gonna just start
nothing.
over today.
I don't do it as often, but somebody done it. I was like, oh my God, it's a great idea. And so I hadn't done it in a long time, but there are times where I feel like I have to keep going, but you keep going and going, your body is like going to sit you down, whether you want to or not, whether it's a sickness, I don't put that on anybody, but it happens because
You
it takes a
definitely can
toll
get
on your
burnt.
body. Yeah,
Definitely
so.
can get burnt out. As I listen to you, because you said a couple of times, remembering your why, like what is, what's the why behind the what? I teach people how to invest in real estate, and that's my big thing is real estate and investing in real estate and helping others to figure out how to use real estate to gain financial independence and personal freedom. And oftentimes when I sit down with people and we talk about the different investment strategies and how do you come up with your game plan and all these things that you obviously know you need to be successful in the business. But I always tell them, and it's funny you said that, because I always tell them in the first session, we have to understand why you're doing this, because the why behind the what is so critically important to you maintaining your mindset.
Yes.
Because you are going to come into a lot of obstacles. You are going to have a lot of challenges. Things won't always go the way that you planned. But if you have that divine purpose that you can come back to and say, this is the reason why I'm doing all this. Oftentimes, it's so funny that I'll hear from my daughter, Ariana, almost at the perfect time sometimes. It's like she almost knows that I need to hear her voice because it's a reminder. This is why you're reading all this. This is why you're studying all this. This is why you're working hard. You're doing all this to try to really, truly build her up. I think for some people, especially some women, I think that why becomes confused, Cecily. Like I think that women obviously tend to be more feminine, and so that why can shift a little bit. It's almost like you forget the real reason, and then you're doing it for everybody outside of you and seeking that sort of external validation. Is that something you've ever had to struggle with as you've built your business? I mean, you work in content creation, you're constantly in front of people, you're in the public. Like, how do you balance that between your internal why and then the pressure that you receive externally?
Yeah, so I think there's a few points here, but one that's kind of sticking out in my mind. A lot of times, some people can be doing it. I'm passionate, because you do have to be passionate, especially when your bank account is $0 as an entrepreneur, or you got $5. I saw a post yesterday. You can have $1 today as an entrepreneur at $64,000 tomorrow, and then $1.74 by Friday. So I think sometimes when you're not making that money, sometimes your why is I need money, and so you start operating in the place of lack, and so you're selling so much, so you forget. Wait, you're doing this for the money because you do need it, but you also got to remember the why. So you're selling so much, your terminology is even different because I need the money to sell. That you're not really reaching the audience. Why? Because your mindset is to the money and it's not to the people, and it's easy to do, and I've done that before several times. Like, man, I was like, wait. I'll have, like, you run it so fast, and then you're like, whoa, like the cartoon where the road runner's like, he stops, and that's where I was. I was like, says, stop. It's gonna come, because why? Because you are intentional. But don't operate in a place of lack, because why? You start getting clients that you don't want. Well, taking clients you don't want, taking on projects you don't want out of scope, just because you need. No, I did that in the very definitely in the beginning. I was like, I won't do that again, because yeah, you get burnt out. So that's definitely one of the reasons, or one thing that I've definitely experienced.
Well, I like to tell people that and I know for someone listening to this, they say, Algernon, this is so easy for you to say. But I mean, seriously, I think that if you will focus your energy, focus your effort, and be intentional about delivering value, then money follows value. Money is just this, it's so easy for us to get caught up on money. But money is really just an energetic expression of the exchange of value. That's all it really is. Like if I hire you to do something, you do a great job, then the currency by which we're going to interact is through the money. But it wasn't the money that created the value. It was you that created the value. And I absolutely believe, this is really difficult to get your head wrapped around. Trust me, I know. I've been in those scenarios where you really, really needed money, and so you're willing to, do things, as you said, sort of accept projects, accept ideas, accept opportunities that don't align with who you are, doesn't align with your purpose,
Your
doesn't align with
value.
the value that you want to create, but you take it because you're operating from a mindset of scarcity versus a mindset of abundance. And I think when you take on this mindset of abundance, when you focus on delivering value, I cannot explain it, Cecily. It's almost like the heavens move, the planets move, everything moves, everything conspires to make sure that you have exactly what you need when you come into that alignment with your mind, body, spirit, and your divine purpose. And I get it. When I talk to people, they're like, Algernon, you don't understand. You don't know how many bills are due right now. You don't know what's get you don't know where I'm at right now. And I don't know exactly where anyone is. I don't. I can tell you where I've been, and I've been in every scenario and every situation that you can describe. And the moment that I slow down, refocus, and say, okay, hey, Algernon, you are worthy of success and abundance and financial security. And you're a smart guy that delivers a lot of value. The moment I come back into that, Cecily, it's like doors start to open. You shared something recently on Instagram about a really tough moment that you went through. I thought, and I've got to say this to you. When I read the post, I could feel your energy through the post because I think that's the other thing. I think when you get honest and you become authentic, something about that, and sometimes it's hard to talk about what you're going through. It's hard to talk about what you're struggling with. I mean, the ego has this way of just making you think that, okay, well, people are going to think you're less than. First of all, I'm not going to tell people what the post is. I want you to share that. I just want to say that for you to have the courage to come out into the town square, because that's what the internet is. You're walking out into the town square and shouting from the rooftops, this is what I'm going through. And for it to be honest and real and not something you colored up or whatever, I said, oh my God, I sent it to a few people that I knew that needed to see what you had expressed. Talk a little bit about that post and sort of what brought that on.
So when it, well, it's funny that you said that beforehand, because it's like I had to refocus. Like I was at a place where, and this was like, well, now it was like last summer, pretty much. Summertime, as people know, it's not the best time, but it's like there were so many things that could have prevented this from happening. But pretty much months ago, like I said, last summer, I literally was $0 down. Like we were doing really bad in business. This was the post where like car literally had got repossessed. It's like we were making money, but by the time you're late, with money, you're paying off things that needed to be paid the month before, and like you're all behind. And I was like, it was so, my brain was not clear. Everything was fuzzy, and I was like losing my mind. I was like, I am too talented to be here in this place. And I was like, I'm making money, but where is it going? Like, really nothing. But again, I was making it, but it was like going towards bills that, I needed to pay prior to, so things were really getting behind. I was like, it got to the point where I wasn't getting any clients, and I was like, Lord, I need you. I'm a believer, and I was like, there's no way you brought me this far in business. I had the 10K months before then. I was doing so good, and then it's like you lose the focus, and then you're just again running after the money, but the intent is different behind it. You gotta believe that, just do the things that you typically do. Go back to the drawing board and all those things. So anyway, I went back to the drawing board, and I was like, I'm gonna leave it in his hands. I'm gonna do things like I should have done a few months back. Go back to the drawing board, really look at what my goals are. Let's push this in a way that, is going to not only reach my audience, but in a way reach them here, the where they want to buy into what I am doing, because that's what I want to do. So anyways, I went back to the drawing board. Literally, and I didn't, it's so funny because when I made that post, I didn't realize how much I had made just in that few months. I was like, oh my God. I ended up making $35,000 just within like 5 months. And the reason, so some people, that may not seem like a lot, but to me, that's a lot,
Oh,
because
somebody's listening and saying that's a
I
lot.
was like, I don't care if it's $35, I don't know, because I didn't think I was going to make anything. I was like, how am I going to get out of this? And I'm about to pay off my car like now. So it's like so weird. But I'm like, I am a believer too that I feel like God allows me, not necessarily everybody. I mean, this is my story. I can't speak for anyone else. I feel like He allowed me to go through a lot of things to be able to help other people. I'm like, why do I have to be the lesson? I don't know. But I feel like that was. So anyways, in that moment when it was happening, I was like, man, this is gonna be a good story for online. One day when I'm able to tell it, and even then when I was gonna tell it, I was like, no, I don't wanna do it. don't want to do it. And some kept, he kept nudge me like, go ahead and say it. So went ahead and did it, and so many messages came through.
Oh, I can't
I
imagine.
got a lot of business from that, but it
Oh,
wasn't
I
like.
can't imagine. I knew when I read the post, I said, I know right now she at least got one or two clients off that post because it was so real, so heartfelt, so authentic. If I was in the business looking for a content creator, I would have hired you right on the spot. And the thing about it is not out of charity, not out of like you feeling like you have to do something. It's just that I think when people see and recognize authenticity, it has a way of attracting people in. People hate it when I use this analogy, but it's very true. The reason why, and I did not vote for Donald Trump, but the reason why he got 80 million people to vote for him is because he was authentic and he was himself, whether you agree with it, disagree with it. There was a lot of people that like when people cut through that kind of mess and just show who they really are. And I think with your post, that's what you did. I think, out of the whole conversation, what I hope people that are listening, what they take away from this is that ability to understand your purpose, know your worth, be adaptable, have resilience. Like that's all of what you're talking about. And I think it takes a combination of all those things to come together for you to go out and be successful. And so, Cecily, I'm so grateful that God is using you and allowing his light to shine through you and light the path for so many other people, because you're exactly right. The things that we go through, and I had to learn this about my own life. You tell yourself that the things you're going through are for you, and you come into this awareness that the things that you've been experiencing and going through is not just for you, but for everybody around you. It's for your kids, it's for your family, it's for your friends, it's for your community. Honestly, Cecily, a lot of times I think it's for people we don't even know yet.
Absolutely.
People that we haven't even came into contact with yet. So I'm so grateful that you had the courage and the strength to share that with us. And thank you for recapping it. As we, I've got a few more minutes with you as we get ready to wrap up. I want to sort of land back at your business because I'm hopeful that someone who's listening to this conversation, that they need a great content creator, or maybe you're a content creator, or maybe you're a small business owner who wishes you knew how to create content. Someone like Cecily is in the position to really train you and help you get more focused and intentional about your messaging. Let's wrap up there. How does someone really, I know you do like some different workshops and boot camps. You have different ways that people can work with you. Talk about that. And then, of course, the biggest, most important thing is how people get in touch with you.
I'll start there because I always forget that part. So I am on IG and TikTok. Well, I'm not really on TikTok. I am on TikTok, but not on there. But it's Cecily, Cecile, the letter N, Jordan. But I have a few things. If you want to learn how to do it, of course I can help you there. But hey, you want to learn how to the back end system. I think that's more important too, is make sure you are doing business the right way. Not even just the right way, but how can I prevent things like I went through? Oh, I know I could have prevented it, but I can help you. But not even that, just planning. But we do have a clarity and strategy session where I do teach you, give you like a roadmap, whether if it's your strategy or in your business, you want to talk about any of those two things. We do have that. We have content creation, which we call our VIP content days, where we come in and just do it for you. Like, I don't have time. I just want somebody to do it for me. That's what we do. Management as well. We come in and do your content or your management. We do either of those. But as far as the coaching, I have a Confident Creator Club. We meet every third Wednesday. We actually have a session this week. It's that's something for like social media managers, agencies that want to do what I do. Also entrepreneurs, if we talk about pricing, being confident in your pricing and things like that. There's things for everybody, but you can definitely reach well, check out my website at socialbutterflystudio.co again, or go to my social at Cecily N. Jordan. Yeah, so something for everyone.
Well, I encourage people to go check you out. You have a great following on Instagram and certainly someone that people can learn from. And you're super creative. When I see your posts, your posts are just so creative. I mean, you really I don't, and I think with my audience, if my audience will take a moment to go over to your page and look at some of your work and some of what you've done. I mean, there are some content creators that are really good and they do good posts, but you always seem to take your posts to that next level and with the copy and the lighting and everything. Sometimes I think you're using green screens. I don't know. I mean, it's just a next level kind of production. As you get ready to go, I want to just get that in real quick. What motivates you to take your editing and the production to the level that you do? Because it is definitely next level compared to most that I see on Instagram.
Well, I want to reach high ticket clients. So with high ticket clients, you have to take your content to the next level too. I've heard a lot of people that I work with, they're like, they say they're social media managers, but I never see content on their page, or it's not quality content. So I think that's important for me. It's like I want my brand to, be looked at like it's a high ticket brand, because it is, regardless of what anything I've been through, it's a high ticket. I know what I'm talking about.
I love it.
But the content has to match. So yeah.
I don't follow many people on Instagram, but I do follow Cecily. And when I see your posts come up, I oftentimes stop. I stop, I'll be honest with you, I stop because it gives me inspiration, different ideas. I'm like, okay, well, man, how does she do that? Or maybe that's something we need to try. But Cecily, thank you so much for locking in. But more importantly, thank you for sharing your story. I'm almost certain that there is a woman, not just a woman, there's a man and a woman that heard this story today. And they can use this to continue to try to grow their business and grow their ideas and figure out how to come up with the right plan and execution around what they're trying to do with their vision. Thank you all for locking in as well. Make sure you stay tuned to WTOB because that's where you can lock in with me every Sunday morning. But if you happen to miss me there, hopefully you are subscribed to the podcast. You can get that on Pandora, Spotify, Apple, wherever you like to get your favorite podcasts. You can always lock in there. And until next time, y'all stay locked in.
The executive producer of the Locked In podcast is Algernon Cash for WGC. The associate producer is Tim Beeman for Such and Such Media. This podcast is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced without express written consent of WGC.